girl, if you want to do it before college is done, which it is, you better jump on board because the D train is exiting the station.
Dickie, it's your mother. No, you never call me. I mean, I wonder, is your finger broken?
Just don't tell my mother.
It's your mother.
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 No, you never call me.
Just don't tell my mother. Just don't.
Where the hell are you? You are never home.
Hello, don't tell my mother family. I'm your host, Nikki Levy, and I'm so happy to be here. Happy July. I hope fireworks were in the sky, in your heart, and in your bed. We have a bomb-ass episode today. The amazing Kimmy Gatewood is here. Kimmy starred on the Netflix show Glow. That was that hilarious series about women wrestlers in the 80s. And she just directed her first feature film out right now on Netflix. It's called Good on Paper and stars the brilliant comedian Eliza Schlesinger. This episode is a full girls night in, baby. Kimmy and I talk Hollywood, indecision, and first times. Keep your condoms close and your Care Bears closer. Here is me and Kimmy Gatewood right after this.
Just don't tell my mother.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good afternoon. How are you?
How are you? How are you really doing? How are you doing?
Mom, I'm fine. God. I'm good. I went camping this past weekend. That was fun.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was like camping light. So we got a tent for Mariah and I was like, well, we're going to use this thing. Cause
that's impressive. I'm already impressed.
I have a real problem. If I'm like, if I buy something and I don't use it in the first like couple weeks, I'm like, it's going to disappear. It's going to end up in the basement or something or in the attic and I won't be able to find it. So I'm like, we're using this thing. I'm getting my money's worth.
We have an entire area in the garage devoted to camping equipment. Kimmy, we have never camped. Never.
I think camping prepares you for college because you're basically like college, you have to share a bathroom with people. It's like a latrine, essentially.
Yes.
You have to carry a little shower caddy and all your all your shit around with you all the time, you know?
Did your daughter like the camping?
Oh, yeah. She liked it. But it was hilarious because, you know, there were some parties going on in the other campsites. And she's like, they're really loud. She's like, can you put on, some music or something? So I put on, some relaxed music because, never mind, I'll just listen to the party.
What? And she's six and she's talking like this?
Yeah.
Tell me something. How do you raise a kid, shoot a TV show, and direct a movie? Like, as someone who is going to be a mother at some point, I need some actual advice on this.
I mean, I think the key for me was just, laying out the boundaries ahead of time. Like, mm-hmm. I knew that mm-hmm. I wanted to have time for myself every day, so that would require help.
Yep.
And I just, laid it out with my partner what was important and, what I expected of him
yep.
and expected of me. And, just because oftentimes, as the birther of the child, you could just be saddled with a bunch of stuff because the baby definitely needs you. But you're like, I'm a part of this equation, too. It's like marriage, you know? It's like you have to,
yep.
set the boundaries of your needs and wants. And just, you know, it's like, If you have a pet or whatever, it's like if it's one person's responsibility, that person just gets pissed off, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm going to marinate on boundaries for the rest of my life. But in the meantime, tell me how you got the role of Stacy, the eccentric hairdresser turned women's wrestler on the Netflix show Glow.
So it's a funny story behind Glow in general, because it was a big crossroads of my life where
really?
I was going to quit acting. Yeah, I was going to quit acting because I'd kind of come to this point in my career where, you know, my husband and I had both been laid off of our jobs. So I was like,
we have a baby. I need to figure out something else.
Wow.
I was also acting and like, you know, but my best friend in real life, Rebecca Johnson, my maid of honor, Apple Sisters for 13 years. So they asked us to audition together because they wanted real life best friends to audition for the show. And when I was like, Glow, Jenji Cohen, like, there's no chance that I'm going to get this show. So I was just, we'll just do it for fun because like, this will be my last hurrah to audition for with my best friend. So we auditioned for Jen Houston with the script, and then we got to improvise as characters, which was what we do. And so we did a bunch of characters, including the Apple Sisters, and we sang Jellicle Cats from Cats. and then after an hour and a half, I pick up my phone and I had 19 missed calls.
And you got the role?
And we got the role.
Did you take that as a sign? Like, the universe saying, no, 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 no. Just wait.
I did.
You
even
did.
Even though I was skeptical because I was like, really? But then I was like, this is the only way you can exist, right? You just have to let everything go. You have to shed your skin. It was like a good lesson.
I love it.
Go for it always. And like it was when I was truly didn't care is when things were like welcome in. So who knows? And
isn't that always the way? Like the minute we stop pushing and forcing, that's when things happen. You have a new movie that just came out on Netflix called Good on Paper. You directed it and it's starring the amazing comedian Eliza Schlesinger. It's based on a real life dating disaster that happened to her. Tell me what Good on Paper is about. Or tell everyone. I've watched the trailer. Yeah. Tell everyone what Good on Paper is about. It's a romantic comedy or a romantic comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
they call it rom-con, which I thought was very clever.
I like it.
You know, based on a true story, it happened to Eliza. No spoilers, but it's about this guy that she met that was good on paper. And then, like, something started to seem kind of off. And this movie is about falling in love and then waking up and realizing maybe the person that is right next to you has been lying to you the whole time. And I feel like a lot of us have kind of dated someone that, you know, there's like a certain like facade that you put on when you first date someone.
Uh-huh.
But then there's like the thing that you're like, oh, wait, you are completely lying to me. Like the guy who like presented his ATM slip to me that had like $40,000 on it. And I was like, okay. And then just ended up some weird 9/11 conspiracist.
Did you, you know, obviously back when you were single, did you have a checklist of things that you wanted in a partner?
Or in your head? I don't think I was ever that person because I always thought of myself as like a dork, you know? I always thought of myself as like the one that's always trying to keep up and like hope somebody likes me one day.
Interesting. So does that mean you were just like, if anyone liked you, you were like, oh, this could be good. Like you were almost like expecting less?
Well, no, because if they liked me and I didn't like them back, I'd be like, you're weird. Get away from me.
Like, that's so like,
no sense.
Yeah, I don't want to be part of any club that will have me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you are here to tell a story about your very first time. Kimmy Gatewood, tell me everything.
This is a story about losing my V card.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I waited until I was 21 to lose my virginity. And I was in college.
Yep.
Senior year.
Same.
After I graduated.
Okay, not same. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So like, this was like, girl, the ship is leaving the dock. If you want to do it before college is done, which it is, you better jump on board because the D train is exiting the station.
Yeah, it's departing.
I don't know what I was waiting for. I just wanted, I didn't have, like, you know, we were talking about lists. I wasn't that person who was like, it needs to be perfect, but I was afraid of STDs.
Yes.
And so afraid of getting pregnant for so many years.
You came of age like in the 80s, 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Were you afraid of STDs because of what we were hearing about the AIDS crisis? Was it, because that's how I grew up. That was very scary. They made us scared. Rightfully
so. Yeah. Like, definitely, like, they spent far too many minutes in sex ed on, like, crabs and, like, you know, genital herpes, all that stuff. And they would just show a lot of pictures of, like, you know, just mangled pubes. like, and, like, little creatures and, like, syphilis. And we're like, is this the 1940s? Syphilis.
The clap.
Don't screw a sailor. I think I remember talking to my mother about, like, our sex talk was, you know, well, just make sure to wear a condom if you have sex. Because I don't, you know, you don't want to have to get an abortion.
And when did she tell you that?
College.
College?
But, you know, I think it was that, like, penetration seemed like the most dangerous thing you could do, right? Because it's like, you get pregnant, or it can happen against your will, being a Catholic, you know, like, you wait till marriage. Yes. Like, that's why it's so scary. So you, like, you goof around, like, over the clothes, under the clothes. And, like, but just, like, when it comes to, like, actually P and V, you gotta be careful.
So what made you decide to finally pull the trigger?
The moment when I was like, I think I'm going to have sex with my boyfriend. We'd been dating a while.
Okay.
He was like the type of guy, very, very nice, super respectful, like the kind of guy who would take me to to breakfast, and he would offer to pay for his breakfast and half of mine because he had a coupon for
Wow. What a sweet, sweet, cheap man. And how long have you been dating and not having sex?
I think all of senior year. It was just like about a year. Yeah.
Wow. You guys had some serious patience. So how did you plan this? Like, how did the deed go down?
We were both like comedy people. So when it came to like, I think he was going to go move to LA, you know, like in a week or something. And I was like, well, I guess this would be the time. Cause he came, I was doing a play after my, senior year, Long Day's Journey Tonight, you know, uplifting Eugene O'Neill play. And so we were making out, you know, things are getting hot and heavy. And I was like in my head, I was like, tonight's got to be the night. You know what I mean? Like, this is kind of like my chance. And so like, I was totally, you know, in and out of my head. I'm like, he's like, yeah. I'm like, this is so hot. I was like, it feels so good. And I was like, shit, this is tonight. Yeah, I'm definitely going to do this tonight. Like, okay, I'm back into it. You know, touch my leg. You know?
did you tell him? Like, did you plan it? Like, this is it?
Yeah, a little bit. I was like, no. So we were in the middle of it. I was like, I think I want to have sex now. And he was like, really? Are you sure? And I was like, yeah. I want to have sex right now. Let's do it. Like, I'm ready. Let's do this. You know? Like, my whole life is just a series of, like, impulse reactions to things. Like, if I don't buy a shirt right then, I'm like, forget it. It wasn't worth it. You know what I mean? So I was like, let's do this. Let's go. And I was ready. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go get some condoms. And I was like, okay, great. I was like, great. And then he's, like, putting his pants back on with, he's like, trying to shove his dick in his pants. And then he's at the door and he's like, all right, I'm going to get in the car. And I was like, okay, wait. No, this is the crazy. I can't. I'm not ready.
Wait,
I'm
get in the car to get the condoms?
Yeah.
He had to leave?
It was because I just thought about it in the moment.
Oh my God. You have to tell your daughter this. She's a Girl Scout. This come prepared.
That'll be our last Girl Scout meeting.
So he goes to leave.
No, he goes to leave, and I say, I stop him. I'm like, I can't. I don't know. Like, what was flashing in my head? There was like this was like, you don't need this. It's like not. I mean, like, it's like, just wait. Like, you know, maybe you're just being impulsive. Like, you're not ready. This is scary.
Yeah.
So he comes back and he's like, okay, snuggles with me for a minute. I'm like, you know what? Like, I love you so much. Like, we should. Like, I really, like, you're the guy for me. Like, I think we should just go do it. And so he puts his pants back on again. goes out, gets out the door, like, and he's like, all right, so we have two, we have a front door and a back door, and like the back door is right near the car, and he's like, okay, I'm just gonna, so he gets down to the second door, and I'm like, Dave, wait, please, don't hold on. I'm like, come back. And I was like, I'm ready. So I'm like, and then he's at the door and I'm like, I'm so sorry, I'm not ready. And then I'm like, just let's wait. And he's like, okay, we don't have to do this. And I'm like, no, go. Like literally at the door, in and out. He's like, he's the metaphorical P and my door is the V. He's just going in and out. And someone's getting laid. And then he's like, you know what? I'm just going to go to the store right now. I'm going to go get them because, and then we don't even have to. So he goes and I'm just sitting in the bed by myself, just being like, shouldn't I?
That's too much time to think.
I know. Like we didn't have cell phones at the time. So I couldn't even like scroll on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like there was no social media peer pressure. There was no like Googling, like what if I'm having sex for the first time? And I'm not sure what questions should I ask myself. It was just like an ongoing inner monologue.
Horrible
feelings.
Our head is a dark space where negatives are developed.
So then he comes back and you have a couple of false starts again where like condom is literally on. And I'm like, no, I don't know. What if it's a faulty condom? Like, what do we, you know what I mean?
Like, so you're totally in the moment.
Yeah, totally in the moment. And then we finally make it happen. He puts on the condom and like, it's not even, it's just kind of like, we just like perfunctory, just go for it. He just slides it in there. Like a little bit at a time. He's like, are you okay? You okay?
Yeah.
You okay?
Oh,
you
I
okay?
Remember.
Like a little, like a mechanic, you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know. Like, is it in right? Is it in right? You know that moment you're like, you ready now? And then it's just like, la, la, la.
Yeah.
Oh, it's done.
Ear. Okay. I'm looking at the ceiling. Wow, there's a crack. All
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that legal? Was there?
Yeah. And then I cried.
You did? And,
oh, for sure. I feel like when something built up to that moment, you're either going to laugh a lot or cry a lot. And I cried. And he was so sweet about it. He was such a great guy. But then after that, all I wanted to do was bone all the time. It was like there. It's like, okay, so maybe there is something to Catholicism. The D is the key. And if you put it in the V, it unlocks the sex drive.
Yeah, the Pandora's box.
Indeed.
And did you stay with him? With Dave?
We stayed together for a little while. We did long distance for a little while. And then New York, LA, in our 20s, we're like, eh.
You know yeah, it doesn't mean? Work. It never works.
No, it never works out. So ultimately, I think like I had a pretty like positive relationship with myself sexually, but didn't acknowledge it until after I had finally just like, quote unquote, lost my virginity.
Do you wish you didn't wait so long?
I felt good about my decisions. And then, you know, like, I also realized just like, you know, how like that was like a thing that I think was put too much emphasis on and that I didn't acknowledge the other aspects of my sexuality, like making out with like girls or making out with boys. And all of it is a part of an active sex life. It's just there's something about like, quote unquote, losing your virginity mm-hmm. that is acknowledged as the thing that makes you a sexual being. And it like,
and it's kind bullshit.
Of is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if your mom isn't the one who really taught you about sex, how did you learn?
I think the most that I learned was when I found a Playboy magazine. At the top shelf of my friend's dad's workplace.
What?
Yeah. So
what is he doing with Playboys at the off? Well, never mind. I know exactly what he's doing.
It was like a warehouse. So it was like definitely some like warehouse guy. And I'm like, you bring Playboys to work? Like, it's a lot to unpack there. So, you know, as a kid, like, you know, we've all humped our beanbag chairs.
We have. Or, you know, or the side of a couch.
or the side of the couch, or our Care Bears.
Yeah.
Poor Sunshine Bear.
Oh, Sunshine.
Well, like, when I found this Playboy, I was like, oh my God. First of all, like, everyone's hairless was my first observation.
Oh, that's intimidating.
Like, I just remember being extremely turned on by this magazine. Sunshine Bear had quite a night.
I mean, really? I hope you had your own room.
Yes, I did. My life was full of so much dry humping from my deep afraidness.
Yeah.
Fear. That's the word.
Deep fear.
Of, you know, STDs and getting pregnant. So, yeah. And listen, my mother is amazing and I love her. I think that, like, just like, you know, when she had me when she was 20 years old. I can't even imagine. Like, I was an idiot when I was 20. Like, having to figure out motherhood, three children, and then also teach your daughter about her sex life. I'm like, I don't know. I don't blame her at all. But it's totally crazy. And she did a lot of things right, valuing education, stuff like that. I think just, like, talking about, or, like, that it's a part of, it's an aspect of your life. And it felt like it was, like, kind of forbidden. So as, like, a good Catholic, we repressed it.
Totally. Don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Do you want to be more open with your daughter about sex? Or is this something you're not even, like, dealing with because Lottie is 6 years old?
No, I think it's good to deal with. But I think the more important thing with, like, for me is, like, just, like, consent and understanding what you want and don't want.
I love this. And by the way, you made an incredible short film with your partner, your creative partner, Rebecca, literally called Consent. It was, everyone should watch it. I think you could find it on YouTube. It's fantastic. It's just a great way to learn about consent, but, you know, through comedy. So if I'm Lottie, what is an example of what you would say to me about consent? Because this is a conversation I've actually never had on this podcast. And I think it's super cool and important.
Well, you know, at age appropriate, obviously.
So I'm six.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, let's say that you are, like, you're tickling me or you are, like, poking me or doing something annoying, which she does all the time.
Yeah.
I would stop and say, like, okay, like, Nikki, I'm asking you to stop. And then you would tickle. Okay. So I have boundaries and I don't want to be tickled anymore. And if I say stop, then that means that you should stop and you should ask me, can I tickle you some more? And you would say,
I would say to you, can I tickle, hi mom, can I tickle you some more?
And I would say, no, not right now, but maybe another time. And so you'd have to respect what I want.
Yes,
right?
And then I would have to stop. No more tickling.
That's right.
This could be applied to every single part of life.
Yeah.
How wonderful would it be if people actually respected our boundaries? And as importantly, if we felt comfortable and not afraid to make the boundaries.
Yes. So these are all the things that you know, I want to arm my child to kind of deal with and, like,
this was the coolest conversation. And I loved your virginity story. So let me just say that. But just on a purely, like, practical level, I appreciate you teaching about consent.
And I'm by no means an expert. There are experts out there that have amazing tools, especially for children. Like, you can hire someone to teach your child about consent, like, for real. So
but you made a movie, so you're kind of like an expert. Right? It's Hollywood. You made the movie. You're clearly the expert.
Yeah.
Is there any advice that you would give to your daughter for her first time?
Oh, goodness. That's a great question. Trust your instincts. If it feels right, it'll be the right time. If it doesn't, you're allowed to say no.
Hey, women. Well, thank you for taking
Thanks,
time.
Thanks, Nikki.
If it's not one thing,
it's your mother.
Woohoo! Thanks for listening, my family. Don't forget, get to iTunes, get to Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe to Don't Tell My Mother. Don't forget to rate and review us. We want to hear from you. Tell us what you want, what you really, really want. Also, follow us on the socials, Instagram at Don't Tell My Mother and at Nikki Levy for fun BTS stuff and info and updates on new episodes. We love you so much. Our moms know how to push our buttons because they're the ones who installed them. Mwah!
Don't Tell My Mother is created, hosted, and executive produced by Nikki Levy, my daughter. The show is executive produced by John Cryer. Oh my God, I love him. And Lisa Joyner and Jody Zuckerman Weiner at Discount Sushi. Our producer is Liza Glukoft. Co-producer, Andrew Condon. Mixed and edited by Donovan Bullen. Theme song by Donovan Bullen and Joe McKenzie. Distributed by Acast. Now go call your mothers.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.